I greet you in Jesus' name this morning. Thankful for our Lord. Thankful for His church. The church are the believers, the brothers and sisters. We gather together in Jesus' name. I want to thank you. Do you have any petitions? Thanksgiving to talk about this morning before we pray.
Thankful that Robin had a baby.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Jason and Robin's little girl. Everything went well.
And that Brian and Erica's passport is coming along.
They have an appointment. They were given this week an appointment for the visa. They were to give them a visa. They have their passports. Now they need Erica needs a visa to be able to come to the States. Anybody else? Any requests? Petitions?
That David's visa would go through so he could go to Brazil.
Have you heard anything more on that? Amen. Let's continue to pray for that. And Brian as well. Yeah. Same thing, David and Brian. I'm thankful that Brother Oswaldo in Venezuela said that he'll be able to be there when the brethren are going the 27th of this month. Thank you for that, so that Alex and Crystal can be baptized. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Bow our heads. Dear Father, we want to thank you for your mercies, your tender mercies this morning. Just thank you for the church of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for that you are the merciful and good who bought us with the Savior's blood. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that guides us into all truth. Father, we just praise you for the brothers and sisters. We just thank you for a new baby added to the congregation, Brother Jason and Sister Robin's baby. Father, just bless the child, bless Sister Robin, bless their family, Lord. We just thank you for your good mercies again. We just thank you for Brian and Erica and the notice of getting have an appointment to get a visa. Just pray that your will would be done there. Thank you, Father. Just think of Brother David and Brother Brian's visas for Venezuela. Father, just do pray that your will would be done and you would speed those according to your will, Father. Just thank you. Bless these young men, Father, and give us encouragement from your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. What did we talk about last Sunday? Who taught the lesson? Who taught the lesson last Sunday? Remember? Don't look. They're just coming. It's okay. Who taught the lesson last Sunday? Yeah, Mark. Brother Steve. Brother Steve. And what did we learn? Who is it about? King, of course, because we're in the Chronicles, tells the story again of the kingdom. Of Israel and Judah. Who did we learn about? We're going to have to resort to one of the older ones. Adam.
Jotham.
Really? think so. I think this is this Sunday's lesson. Remember? What did this man do? He had to go to battle. To somebody? There he is. Yeah. Or is it Amaziah? Very close. Maybe I'm wrong. Was it Amaziah or Ahaziah? It was Amaziah. Exactly. Okay. What did he do when he's going to battle? What do you think he's going to do to try to win the war? Pray? No. What did he do? Remember? Went out to get some more people. Who did he go get? Were you listening? The northern kingdom. He was going to go and get Israel to help him. He hired them. He's going to pay them. And why did he send them back home? Yeah. A prophet rebuked him. Well, that was a blessing. He sent them back home, right? Shows obedience. But what did Brother Steve tell us about him, about this king? That even though he'd obey at first,
he didn't
really doing it because
he really
wanted to. Right. Or does someone want
to
say it like the
Bible said
it? He didn't do it with a willing heart. Yes, with a willing heart or a
loyal
heart and a perfect heart, yes. Didn't do it with a loyal heart. You see how we can just obey, perform, this kind of, I guess I will. This is what they want me to do. So I guess I'll go along. That was his problem. You know what happens? That leads to wickedness. That leads to doing everything wrong. That leads to actually disobedience outwardly, even often does. So we're going to skip a chapter because I think we had a brother that jumped ahead and talked about Uzziah. So we're going to pass over the story of King Uzziah. I wasn't there that Sunday, but that's what I'm told. So chapter 26, we'll skip over, we'll go to 27. And Uzziah, what happened the year King Uzziah died? Oh yes, okay. Anyone want to help him? Bible says, in the year the king Uzziah died. That's this Sunday's lesson. Jotham, King Uzziah's son, year Jotham began to reign, was the year King Uzziah died. Something took place. Anybody? That was Uzziah, this very one we're talking about. But what happened the year he died? He became a leper then. But what happened the year he died? A prophet. Saw vision. Who was it? I told you at one time that history says he was sawn asunder with a wooden saw. Wood saw. Isaiah. He saw a vision. He saw, what did he see? Say it louder. He saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. And Isaiah was called, or he offered himself. And God said, who will go for me? Who can I send to this people that won't obey me? Whom shall I send? Who will go for me? And he said, here am I, send me. All right. And how long did he have to teach? How long was he going to have to preach? He said, Lord, how long? Tell me. How long was Isaiah going to have to preach? Until there was no more people to preach to. The Bible says, till the cities be wasted without inhabitants. And the houses be utterly desolate or empty. And he was all his life, basically, a faithful prophet. I'm so thankful for the prophet Isaiah's word in the Bible, like Isaiah 53 and other blessings that he tells us about, words of God. Okay. Adam, read verse 1 for us. And then you, and Mari next.
Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did. Howbeit, he entered not into the temple of the Lord, and the people did yet corruptly.
Did yet corruptly, that's awful. Go ahead.
He built much.
That's a blessing. Okay. Mari.
Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forest he built castles and towers.
He fought also with the king of the Ammonites and prevailed against them, and the children of Ammon gave him the same 100 pounds of silver and 10,000 measures of wheat and 10,000 of barley. So much did the children of Ammon pay unto him both the second year and the third.
David, Marie, how about you? Chad, yes. Prepared his ways before the Lord his God. That's why he became mighty in the Old Testament, since God's people were a nation in this world. God had promised years ago to Abraham, if you obey me and your seed, your children obey me, I'll prosper them. They'll be mighty. They'll be like the sands of the seashore. And like the stars of heaven. And it's just automatic. God's blessing was there when men obeyed him in the Old Testament. Okay? Verse 7. Arthur, would you like to go ahead?
Now the rest of the Acts of
show them?
No. And all his
wars.
Wars. And his ways. No, they are written in the book of the kings of
Israel.
Israel and Judah.
Caleb, did you want to read?
Judah.
Oh, Judah, man.
He was 25 years old when he gets raised, and raised 16 years in Jerusalem.
Roger, do you want to finish up?
And Jerusalem slept with the city. Jerusalem slept with his father, and they buried him in the city of David, and Ahaz, his son, reigned in his stead.
All right. Well, Jotham was a good king. But I'm not sure what it means when it says he didn't enter into the house of the Lord. Maybe it's speaking of that because his father went disobediently into the house of the Lord and tried to offer with a censer and tried to do something that only the priests were allowed to do, and therefore he became a leper. And maybe that's why it mentions that. But maybe it means that he just wasn't much of a worshiper of the Lord, and the people did yet corrupt him, it says right after that. And the people did yet corrupt him. So, it doesn't seem like he reigned, he reigned 16 years, that was a little while. It's interesting that verse 8, did you notice verse 8 is an exact, pretty well, the same thing as verse 1, the first part of verse 1, it just repeats it again in verse 8. It's interesting that Septuagint does not repeat that. Verse 8 is missing in the Septuagint, that particular verse. Just since it was already mentioned at first, Septuagint just doesn't have that at the end. Not sure why it was added there again. But, okay. Well, boys, last Sunday's assignment was to tell us something about Jesus. Something about Jesus. And go ahead, Bill.
Isaiah 53:2, it says he had no comeliness.
He had no comeliness. What does comeliness mean?
He doesn't have any beauty.
Oh, yes, beauty. This wasn't that good looking of a man. How's that?
Like Saul.
Like Saul. Oh yeah, he was not like King Saul. So opposite of King Saul. King Saul's heart ended up being a bad heart, but he had great looks. I mean, the people just shouted when they saw him. He was so good looking. All right, Arthur.
In Matthew 14, it tells about Jesus walking on the water.
He walked on the water. All right. Praise the Lord.
Oh. When Jesus was 12, he went into the temple and the teachers were surprised how much he knew.
Amen. 12 years old, and he was just right there. Hearing, just listening.
Asking
questions. He wanted to know. And he was hearing what they were saying, too. Maybe he was even answering them. I don't know. But they were just amazed at the wisdom and spirit by which he spoke. 12 years old. We need to stand up, boys. And as we're growing up, our understanding is open. Let's seek the Lord. Morning.
John 10:30. And I and my Father are one.
All right. Explain that to us a little bit.
John 10:30.
What does that mean?
That Jesus and God are one.
Yes. Yes. Are there two gods? No. One. And yet, there's Father and Son. His only begotten Son. And we thank the Lord for that. I think that gives us some teaching there about Jesus and about His Father. What does the light do? Roger, what's the light do? When you turn on the light, what's it do to the darkness?
Light
chase it out. All right. Who be next? Raise your hand. Drop to you back.
This is about when the woman came March 7, 25. And the woman came and then she asked that it burned.
Jesus would throw out
the devil out of her daughter, and then she
said,
"Yet even the dogs
on the
table eat the children's crumbs."
Yes. And what did Jesus answer? You remember? She said, "That yet the dogs can get some crumbs from the children's under the children's table." Remember what she said? Right? What Jesus said right after that? Great is thy what? Faith, yes. Jesus, first of all, was tested her. Said, "I mean, you know, we just don't take the children's food and give it to the dogs." Well, sure, the dogs can get a couple of crumbs. And Jesus said, "You can have what you ask for. Your faith is great." That's Jesus. Kelly? You have something to tell us about that?
That John said he needed to be baptized more than Jesus did, but Jesus told him that he needed to be baptized.
Amen. Let it be so now. Baptize me, because this needs to be to fulfill all righteousness. Our example. Who's next? Go ahead.
Jesus wept. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if we our faces from him. We
hid as it were.
He was despised and we esteemed him not.
Esteemed him not, yes.
Isaiah 53:3.
Yes. First of all, you said Jesus wept. And how's that go with what Isaiah said about him? Yes. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Septuagint says he's a man in suffering. And suffered like any man would. Okay. Any more? Okay. Well, what do we do for next week? I'd always like to continue that. Let's just get some more. Get some more about that. And you don't have to. I really like how some of you just said, it's about this, and kind of told it. You don't have to just read it word for word, but if you'd like to, go ahead. But you could just tell us a little. A certain verse says that Jesus did or said this or that. Something about him. About Jesus. Okay. I'm blessed with what you found. Okay. Do you know God is so good in Spanish? Stand up. Sing it.
Dios es tan bueno para mí.
Okay. Tagalog. Philippines. What do you think it starts with? You just have to say somebody. I just don't know one word of Tagalog. Remember? First letter seems to be A as in Father. Don't remember?
Dios.
I'm Dios, I'm a booty. Okay. German. Deus S.E. Boom is how I found it. This is a little bit, seems like a little bit more common way of saying it, but it could be too. Deus S.E. Boom.
Deus S.E. Boom.
Ay, tata Dios, Quod levio para me. What's that? Hold your peace, Lord. What dialect is that? It has some Spanish words in it, mixed in with it. So what would it be? Something from Mexico. Aztec, or Nahuatl. I don't know what you were going to say. Okay. Well, good. Keep on singing that every now and then. All right. God bless you.